Family Guy is a show that prides itself on how edgy it is. They have made every bigoted joke they can think of, but it's okay because it's ironic bigotry. It's like South Park, but without a point. However, every so often, Family Guy tries to tell a message with its story. As we've seen with their episodes on hot-button political issues, religion, and abuse, if there's anything Family Guy knows, it's what the fuck it's talking about. For the subject of today's rant, the D in Apartment 23, Family Guy is going to talk to us about cancel culture. Family Guy is going to talk to us about cancel culture. Who, boy? The episode is about Brian getting addicted to Twitter. However, he posts a tweet that gets him socially lynched, and the rest of the Griffins get dragged down with him. Brian attempts to apologize, but the unreasonable crowd causes him to explode into a rant, which only makes the situation worse. So, he is forced to move out, which begins a 3-episode arc of Brian living in a shitty apartment. With how unreasonable the crowd is and how soapboxy his rant is, it's clear that we're supposed to sympathize with Brian, but a few factors make him the opposite. First, let's talk about the tweet that ignited this conflict. Now, in better cancel culture episodes where the one being cancelled is sympathetic, such as The Simpsons or even the Clone High reboot, one of two things happened. One, the cause of the cancellation is an honest-to-God misunderstanding, such as what happened with Homer. Two, the cancellation was caused by ignorance rather than malice, such as what happened with Abe. If Brian had accidentally tweeted a dick pic to a woman, or maybe he used a slur that wasn't considered politically incorrect, back in his day, that might have been one thing. However, the tweet in question had racist intent. It was a reference to the Justine Sacco fiasco, where a PR executive, ironic, destroyed her own career after posting a tweet about getting AIDS in Africa, before saying, "Just kidding. I'm white." Seriously, that sounded like something Eric Cartman would say. Here, Brian joked that he was going to see a Kevin Hart movie, before saying, "Just kidding. I'm white and I went to college." The tweet directly insinuated that black people are stupid. Like, how else were people going to take that? The next issue is how the people on Brian's case are strawmen, in Family Guy. What a rare occurrence. Lois tells Brian, "It's not 2005. You can't just say what you want anymore." Joe threatens to arrest Peter for trying to hang out with his friends. Chris and Meg get ostracized at school, well, more than usual, and get into a brawl during lunch. Brian tries to apologize, but he kept getting interrupted for saying something politically incorrect. The straw that breaks the camel's back is when someone interrupts him by saying, "I identify as a basketball," because I'm sure the writers are the first people to make that joke. The third issue is Brian's response. Instead of owning up to his fuck-up, he kept making the "just a joke" justification. South Park did something similar with Mr. Hankey, except we were supposed to see Mr. Hankey as in the wrong. Brian goes on a self-righteous tangent about how he's being unfairly treated. He defends that he's not a racist because he watches a ton of black porn. That's like saying you believe in animal rights because you're into bestiality. He then brags about sleeping with a trans woman to look more progressive, but leaves out the part where he puked his guts out after he found out she was a trans woman. He then ends his rant by threatening to kill the mob. Finally, my final issue is how they chose the wrong character to put on the soapbox. If this were pre-revival Brian, sure, but that Brian got put to sleep a long time ago. Since the revival, Brian has displayed multiple racist tendencies. He instinctively barks at a black record producer, refuses to pick Cleveland up when he became a cab driver, and tried to rename James Woods High to Martin Luther King to get into a black teacher's panties. He's also transphobic with the aforementioned puking. He has done a lot of skeevy things just to get laid, regardless if the woman is married, barely legal, or not even legal. He knowingly gave Stewie, Chris, and God knows how many women herpes. I'd list all the shitty things Brian has done, but I think it'll just be easier to recommend you watch Kitty Monk's video on the worst things Brian has done. The point I'm trying to make is that Brian has done a lot of cancel-worthy things. I'd say he's almost as bad as Quagmire, but even the writers are trying to tone down Quagmire's skeeviness after #MeToo. They even dedicated an episode to Quagmire realizing he's nothing more than a sex fiend and wants to do more with his life. Brian has had no such development. If they wanted to do a cancel culture episode, I think they should have had Joe be the one on the receiving end. Joe is the only major character on the show who hasn't done anything morally reprehensible to my recollection. Not only that, he's a cop, an occupation that has faced scrutiny in the past few decades for systematic racism. Maybe a misunderstanding when pulling over a black guy for speeding gets him into hot water, like saying something like, "No more monkey business," after writing the ticket, and an onlooker takes his choice of words out of context, accuses him of being a racist. But then again, if I knew better than somebody in Hollywood, I'd be a rich man.